Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio. We do it in French kisses. We do none of your friends' business. But you want some of the French kisses. Mwah. I'ma make you say ooh la la when you give me the French kisses. Oh, that's the end of the song. Okay, that's fine. Hello, good evening, Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee.
I'm Catherine Boyle.
She's back. Different headphones, which I don't like. They're too deep. Mm-hmm. What I have found, I cannot stop listening to that song. And can everybody stop? People were stirring it up between me and Zazie last night. Zazie.
Yeah.
People were stirring it up on Twitter. There is no beef, or as some wag put it, boeuf, between me and Zazie, the singer of that song. What's going on between me and H is a different business altogether, and I do not want to discuss that.
It's none of your friend's business.
I am yay close to recording, what do they call it, a reply.
Oh.
What do they call it, a reply?
Yeah,
I'm recording a reply, and I'm recruiting David Babcock to do the rap in the middle. And all I need, guys, is from you, dear listener, and this is how we're starting the show, is I need £5,000 to go and film the video in Paris. So, if anyone's got 5,000...
It costs that much to go there, doesn't it?
Well, there's me, there's Jeff, the cameraman, there's David.
Yep.
And well, I want to stay in a really, really nice hotel.
Oh, right.
And I would like to eat a meal. Very expensive in Paris. So that's the thing. I've fallen down the French Kisses rabbit hole. If you've never heard the show before, right, and you stuck around because you're a big Mark Dolan fan. Oh, Mark's on the radio. I'll listen to Mark and then I'll stick around and see what's on after. Mark's great. Whatever is on after him has got to be in a similar kind of vibe. And you've got no idea what I'm talking about. What I'm not going to do is set... We spent the whole week setting this up. So I'm not going to... If you don't know what's going on, it's tough. It's tough. What do I care?
Catch up.
Catch up, right? Switch off. I don't care. But there are like a dozen videos of people reacting to the song French Kisses by Zazie.
Oh, right.
There's people... This is the new thing, right? This is the new thing. It's people watching other people's work and getting the credit for it. We, the boys showed me one today. We like Ali A.
Yeah.
The YouTuber. Great. But I've noticed a lot of Ali A's films. There's another guy, an American guy called Preston, who I can't stomach Preston. They were filming in like this mansion and I thought it was his dad's house, but it was his house.
Ooh.
And he's married and he looks like 15. But what they do is, the Ali A one today, the new Ali A video today, is him watching this magician doing tricks and going, oh no, that is insane. And that's it, the whole thing.
I've got a favourite reaction, man.
Yeah?
Brad Mondo, hairdresser reacts.
Oh yeah.
Girls tend to go online and do, I'm going to dye my hair blue.
Yeah.
How wrong could this go?
Yeah.
And he's a trained hairdresser and he watches them basically mess up their hair. And it's really funny.
Well, okay, so you say.
No, it is.
So you say.
I did.
I know you did.
Because it is.
It doesn't make it. But, so, people, reaction videos, because I know reaction videos is bigger than the actual...
Yeah.
Videos. And it's, I'm going to start doing reaction videos on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/IanLee, guys. Come on over. I'm going to start doing reaction videos because it requires no effort whatsoever on the reactor. You just have to sit there and go, I'm going to do it now, right? Just give me a word. Amy, just give me a word.
Potato.
Potato. Right, I'm going to type in potato into YouTube and we're going to see what comes up, right? And then I'm going to react to it. Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is it. Right, okay, we're going to react to every way to cook a potato. 63 methods. Okay. So this is how... This is all these videos are, right? Is this video will play after the advert. Okay, fine. They cut the adverts out. Okay, here we go. Okay, guys, welcome. Thanks very much for joining me on my channel today. Today, I'm going to be looking at every way to cook a potato. Hit that like button, smash that like button. If you want to see more of my reaction videos, then please, please, please smash that like button.
Emil Stonic, editor-at-large at Bon Appetit.
This guy's got glasses on and he's called Emil Stonic. That is nuts.
This is almost every way to cook a potato.
We're straight in there with almost every way to cook a potato.
All right, today we're going to cook whole lot of potatoes.
Look at those potatoes on that chopping board.
There's potatoes out there.
It's like, I've never seen a red potato before. That's nuts.
Three potatoes. And this is...
That's like a normal potato. I know that potato. That's what I would do for a jacket.
It falls into the flowery camp, and it's super versatile.
Flowery potatoes? This is nuts.
How many different ways we can cook it. Raw potato.
This is whoa! Stop everything! What on earth did this guy just say?
Raw potato.
No! That is sick, man! That is the sickest thing! Etc., 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 to quote The King and I. And that would get you like a million views. So I'm just doing reaction videos.
Yeah.
From now on.
What's the point coming up with original content?
Well, that's it. I mean, that's all the Gogglebox is. And the idea for Gogglebox was stolen.
Yeah.
It was stolen from Flipside, a TV show that I used to present. I think Mark Dolan might have been on Flipside. He might have been. It was stolen. The Gogglebox was stolen from that. So reaction videos is the way forward. I've often thought of doing a podcast that is like a director's commentary of this show. So we would listen to this show and stop it and then talk about what was going on and deconstruct it and then go off on different tangents and then go back to the show. So the 3-hour show would end up lasting about 7.5 hours.
Gosh. People would stick with that?
With interruption. Oh, who cares? Who cares? I'm beyond caring, Catherine. I'm in the carefree zone. I've been nominated for two. This show has been nominated. You as well, Amy. You're part of it, but only a tiny part, if I'm honest. No, you're a part of it. Sam is a part of it. This show has been nominated for two awards, Catherine. Come next week, I'll be feeling all insecure and floppy again. But today I am erect in my pride because we have achieved something that nobody else has done. Name another show at this station that's been nominated for two awards. There isn't one. I don't think. There could be. I've not really looked at the other names. I don't care. But I am feeling cocky. I'm feeling boastful. I'm feeling proud. I'm feeling like I might jack all of this in and become a professional streamer. That's what I might do. Playing video games on my Twitch channel. Playing video games. Reacting to videos. That's all I want to do.
Just about potatoes or other tubers?
We'll start with potatoes. Then we'll move on to sweet potatoes. Then we'll move on to parsnips. And then, once we've done the potatoes, once we've done sweet potatoes, we'll do the potato song.
They're red, they're white, they're brown. They get that way underground. There can't be much to do. So now they have blue ones too. We don't care what they look like, we'll eat them. Any way they can fit on our plate. Every way we can conjure to heat them. We're delighted and think they're just great.
Maybe we won't do the potato song. 0344 499 1000, the late night alternative. We're on. Call us. This is the radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I love being here, dear listener. It's a joy, it's a pleasure. It would be even better if you picked up the telephone and gave us a call. 0344, is that the number? Yeah, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Racist Britain, Meghan Markle, Big Bong's Ben's, Big Ben's, Big, I'm breaking these in for somebody. Big Ben's bongs, Brexit, and should Nigel Farage be knighted? These are all topics we'll be covering this evening. 0344 499 1000. Explain the number again. 0344 499 1000. Every now and then I get a little reminder that I'm an idiot, and today I got one of those reminders. It said, boy, it was God saying, boy, You need to put your feet on the ground a little bit. You're walking 6 inches in the air. You need to put your feet on the ground a little bit, boy. I was driving, and I just turned the steering wheel a little bit late, and I curbed it. I was thinking, oh, man, I should really check the tyre on that. Didn't need to. Immediately, the dashboard tyre indicator flashed up 0, 0, 0.
Uh-oh.
So luckily I was not that far from a tire garage, and the tire was flat. I had to get a new tire, and I had to do the tracking, and it cost me £200. It was £199.13, £200 for nothing. Yes. for not thinking. And someone, well done, dear listener, for noticing this. I often say this when I'm not feeling right. Mentally, as in terms of my depression, my driving is the first thing to go. Actually, my driving is the canary in the coal mine. The driving will often go before I've even noticed that I'm not feeling great. And it was a real stupid, dumb mistake. And it was annoying because I'd driven past that point before, but I forgot my Zoom digital recorder. So I'd gone back and then it's 200. It's £200 just for nothing, and you've got to go. And I had a fine the other day because I'd stopped in a bus stop, not even a bus lane. I'd stopped in a bus stop at half past one in the morning, just for 2 minutes, just to adjust my nuts, and £65 fine. So that's £265,
just like that,
for nothing. Mm-hmm. It is God saying, boy, wipe that smile off of your face. Sit down. Join the human race. Relax. Relax. Slow down. You're moving too fast. Tomorrow morning, I'm not getting up before one. That's my plan. So sue me.
I would like to do that.
You've just driven all the way from Manchester.
Yeah, after having a very emotional morning. But I'm glad to be here.
Aren't we all? James is glad to have us, aren't you, James?
I am indeed. Good evening.
Good evening, James.
How are you today?
None of your freaking business, you piece of trash. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm absolutely on top of the world, fella. Sorry.
He's overtired.
Beautiful. I wanted to ask, why has he cost £500,000, the Big Ben's bongs?
Well, because it's out of commission at the moment. It's being repaired. So they would have to do extra special measures to get it in a bongable state. I mean, personally, I think you should just send a fella up there with a hammer to smack it a couple of times.
Just play a digital copy of it. Just play an audio copy.
Someone suggested that, and I don't see a problem with that. Now, it was rung on New Year's Eve, but...
It can't have been.
I think it must have been a recording at midnight on New Year's Eve, because it's been out of action for ages, maybe a year or so. Go on, Kath. Yeah.
Why don't we just do that? Stop fixing it. It's a waste of money. Just whack a digital thing up there. Set the timer.
Here
Bong.
We go. Sell it to the Chinese. Put a digital clock in there.
Bosh.
We're sorted.
Sponsored by Accurist.
Exactly. I don't know, James. Here's the thing. It's a load of... My friend Scott Balcony suggested on Twitter that they should get a team of Remainers and a team of Brexiteers who have to try and scale the clock and ring the bell. Whoever does it first wins. And that is the final... That is the final decision on whether we leave or stay. I don't know, James. These are the things that we are being told are important right now. Whether a bell rings at midnight. I mean... Or it's not even midnight, it's 11 o'clock, isn't it? This is what we're being told is important, and it's not important.
No, not at all. It's going to happen, end of day. That's it. Bells ringing or not.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, James.
All right, cheers.
There we go.
That's Big Ben sorted.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I never was there ever. A cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistopheles. Guess who our next caller is? Guess. Just take a second. Why would I get excited at seeing a name like that pop up on my screen?
I don't know. You're in a very strange mood.
We're going all the way to the United States of America. If anybody was listening to the end of the show last night, we did a Periscope love bomb. I would say our most successful. I found a young gentleman playing the keyboard, topless, looked like Stanley Johnson, wearing a feather boa, rainbow feather boa, and very, very tight shorts that were way too low.
It was an exuberant performance.
Way too low. I went there, one person. We took it up to about 230 people, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from the United States. It's the Bride of Christ.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, man. How lovely. Now, do I call you the Bride of Christ, or do you have a name that we use?
You could call me Frank.
I'll be you be Frank and I'll be Ian. Hey, Frank, nice to talk to you, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great since you guys changed my life last night. It was an experience I've obviously never had before, so it was great.
It was beautiful. We do it every now and then. So this is like a very silly late-night phone-in show, Frank. It's coming up to 10:30 here. And every now and then, if I'm not quite feeling the vibe, we'll do this thing called a Periscope Love Bomb, where I try and find someone who's not got any or not got many viewers, and all the listeners kind of pile in and just say nice things. It's not a mean thing at all. It's just to and the moment I saw you, my word, I thought I want a little piece of that pie. You were about to shut up shop when we found you, weren't you?
I was kind of getting into a funk after about an hour and a half. Sometimes I just lose my interest, and so I was like, I guess I'll quit, but... Then I kind of hung on longer than I thought I was going to.
It was lovely. We saw you. Literally, I think I was the only person in, and you were playing, and you were still giving it. And then you came to switch it off, and you went, OK, guys, I'm done. Oh, I think at that point you had about 150, and it got very close to 250 at one point. But you'd been playing for an hour and a half before that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Normally, I play for anywhere between that and 3 hours a day, just doing what I was doing, just improvising to random stuff that come on the either Spotify or Pandora.
And do you get many? Because Periscope, I kind of moved over to Twitch a little bit now, but Periscope I am fascinated by. Do you get many viewers, or are you kind of hovering in the single digits?
No, yeah, I'm right now I'm kind of like 150, like 150 a night, whereas it used to be mostly just between, single digits and maybe 50. But I tried Twitch, but for some reason I couldn't get my iPad and phone to sync,
right?
So that I could actually use the system. So yeah. I don't even know what that offers.
It's Twitch is fiddly. Once you get it going, it's good, but it's fiddly. How long you been playing for, man? You were brilliant last night.
I appreciate that. You guys are just so. I'm not used to all this adulation, so I'm just blown away.
Take it, because it's genuine. Take it.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. And I'm also sorry to hear you're in love, so I'll have to look elsewhere.
Hey, listen, Frank, no, don't you worry. We're going to... hang on a second, because I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if I took tonight off work and just flew over to the States and then popped up on your stream singing with you? And so, where? But I couldn't remember on the map where you were. Whereabouts are you?
I'm like 10 minutes from New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay, okay. And why do you do it, man? Why do you do it?
Because I'm addicted to the love of learning. So ever since I taught myself how to play piano, I went to college for guitar at Berklee College of Music.
Wow.
And at the time, in 77, they weren't really having me transcribing Golden Years by David Bowie. So I kind of bounced out of that situation and taught myself how to play piano. And ever since then, I never play guitar. So anyway, it's just me practicing keyboard, and I'm putting it out there just so people kind of maybe might be inspired to just, if you're interested in something, explore it. Love the aspect of learning, and don't worry if you're going to make a ton of mistakes like I did last night, because that's the part of humanity that we owe to each other, that we don't give to each other, because we put each other in situations where, oh, I don't want to hear you unless you can play it perfectly, or I don't want to listen to what you're saying unless you say it, you know, with a sound mind. Mm-hmm. We're frail, fractured beings, so yeah, I'm going to F up. Sometimes when I'm in a practice session, I'm not performing. I'm just inviting people into my practice. So sometimes when people respond, they say, you suck, or get off, you know, you're blah, blah, blah. They're missing the point, which you guys with your love bomb seem to totally understand. Mm-hmm. Is I'm just out there saying, this is who I am. Love me. If not, that's fine. But do this for yourself so you can fall in love with the world and with the universe. That's basically what I'm doing, is kind of promoting the love of just learning.
This is great. We talk often on this show, Frank, about failure. Failure is so much more important than success, because I don't really learn anything when the show goes right. If I do a live show and it goes completely smoothly, what do I learn? I'm just treading water. When things go wrong, when I make mistakes, when I complete ideas fail, that's when I learn, and it's that thing. And I've really embraced it recently, and I'm trying to dive into it even more, of not being afraid to fail, even if it's in front of people. That's just as valid as doing something perfectly.
Absolutely, and that's the whole thing that really, I mean, I would be doing this anyway if I wasn't broadcasting it, streaming it. I would be doing it anyway because I love life, I love learning, I love music. But seeing as the technology is there, then why not throw it on and just connect with people?
What do you do, Frank? Do you perform? Obviously, you're brilliant and you've trained the guitar, even though you taught yourself piano. Do you perform? Is that a job, or do you have an inverted commas normal job?
Yeah, unfortunately, I have a normal job, which actually is not very normal, but you know, it's insurance and
right.
I have a master's in education administration, social studies, and special education. And right now I'm working as a special education teacher for mostly emotionally disabled high school girls who get outplaced from their public schools because they need residential treatment because they've got substance abuse issues or they're suicidal or whatever. Those are my students.
Where did you get the rainbow feather boa from? Because I want one, man. I want it.
Yeah. To be honest, this gorgeous girl left it behind on a windy night in the streets of New Haven. And when I saw it, I said, oh, my God, I love it.
It's so you, Frank. It's so you.
Yeah, I just love it.
Although next time, please pull your pants up. They were riding dangerously yesterday.
People keep saying that. And maybe that's a good sign that I'm finally losing weight. I'm trying to lose about 15 pounds, so I'm not recognizing that the shorts were dropping. So, but it's actually a good sign. It means my training is working.
You're looking great, man. You look hot.
Oh, thanks. I used to be about 220, and now I'm like 190, great. And I'm trying to get down to like 180, 175,
okay.
180.
Okay. How often do you do the streams?
How often do I do what?
How often do you do the periscopes? Is it every night or just when you feel like it?
Daily. In fact, it's usually between 5 and 8, and then on the weekend sometimes earlier because, you know, I'm not working.
Frank, honestly, thank you so much. This week has been a very weird week for me mentally and emotionally, and I'm in a very strange place. And we were with you for about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes of the show last night, and it was such a joy. A, because the music was brilliant, right? The music was brilliant. B, because we could all just tell that you were a really, really lovely guy when you were chatting to the camera, and we broadcast all of it. It will be in the podcast, I think, at some point. We'll send you a link. But when you were chatting to the camera, you were obviously a really, really lovely guy. It looked brilliant. You looked hot. It looks like a cool little music room. The feather boa is great. And it was really uplifting. And I'm going to be honest, I felt alive, and I felt, and this is not an exaggeration, my listeners will back me up, I felt pure joy watching you yesterday, Frank. So I want to say thank you so much for that. You gave me joy.
Oh, my God. And you know, that is so sensitive for you and your viewers to pick up on that, because that is pretty much the message I'm trying to convey. And it's just everything that we need can give to each other. And so that's basically what I'm doing. For you guys to respond so positively, that means the world to me.
One day, I don't know when, but the things are changing for me, Frank. And one day at some point, you're going to get a knock on you. We're going to stay in touch. And you're going to get a little knock on your door. There'll be no hanky-panky, but we're going to do a stream together. And that is a promise.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm honoured. You play drums too, I think I saw.
I play a little bit guitar, a little bit of bass, but nothing, you know, nowhere in the... I can do a few chords, nowhere in the league of you, but I can come and I can half-wail some tunes with you and we'll have a laugh.
What was that Mephistopheles thing you were singing?
Oh, that was from Cats. You've not seen the Cats movie, have you?
No, I'm not a big Broadway...
No, but it's supposed to be awful, though. So I tell you what we'll do. I'm going to come over. I'll get the DVD. We'll stay in and we'll watch Cats. We'll learn all of the songs and then we'll stream us singing cat songs. How about that?
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Perfect. Hey, Frank, thank you so much for calling, man. And I know you've noticed you're following me on Twitter. I'm following you on Periscope. I might pop in over the weekend and have a little look. Keep in touch, brother. And again, thank you for making us smile yesterday.
Oh, my God, pure, what's better than pure joy? I mean, I'm going to live off of that. Thank you so much.
We'll speak again soon, Frank. Frank, take care.
You too.
Thank you, bye-bye. What a nice guy. If you missed it last night, it was magnificent. He's going in a podcast, isn't he, if he's not in there? Let's do a special Periscope Love Bomb podcast for next week. Put it out next week, because that whole 20 minutes was just wonderful. Oh, it was magic. What a nice guy. What a sweetheart. Was he flirting with me?
Yes, and you were flirting back.
Fantastic.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On air and off the leash. On Talk Radio.
03444991000. Let's onwards and upwards. Let's see where the wind takes us. Good evening, Ethan.
Hi, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Ethan. What you got for us?
Well, I've been a very, very long time listener. I just wanted to call and talk about how great last night was.
Hang on one second. Hang on. Is this your first time calling?
Yeah, it's my first time calling.
Jesus. Have you got your...
I had the bell out yesterday when you weren't here, Kath.
I heard.
Where's the bell? I want the bell.
The bell's coming.
Everyone wants the bell. This is the thing. And he's never got it to hand.
Here we go.
Yes!
Happy now!
That's off the bucket list.
Have you got your plug in now? Because I'm about to run out of juice.
There's my plug. Go on. Yeah, go on then, Ethan.
Right, yeah, so I was just listening to the show last night and how great it was with Frank and everything. And, well, Ian, basically, I'm calling to tell you that I'm a guitar player myself. I've been playing for quite a long time, self-taught. Yeah. And I'm going to send you some of my stuff so you can see, you know, I'm the real deal and everything.
Yeah.
And I think you, me and Frank should get together and form the next supergroup.
This sounds amazing. And, sorry, I think the line dropped for a second there. Did you say that you're going to pay for me and you to go over to Connecticut? I think you said that, didn't you?
I mean, I might have said it, I'm not too sure, but someone will pay, as long as it's not us.
Someone has got to pay.
I mean, as long as it's not you or me. But basically, what I think we should do is we should get together. Maybe we could write a Christmas song, Christmas number one.
Here's the thing, I write my own song. Right, give me a song. Give me a song that you've done.
I could link you on Twitter to...
No, just do it now. Come on, let's see it. I want to see your chops. Give me a song.
I'm not a singer, I'm a guitar player.
Play me a song.
Have you got time for me to plug into an amp?
Yeah, we got 2 hours, 20 minutes, and I'm not really that bothered tonight, so yeah.
Okay, it might take me a minute, because I'm going to have to go upstairs and get it.
Okay, because I could make up a song right now.
You can?
Yeah.
Well, you'd be better than most of the singers I've worked with.
Well, exactly. This is the thing. What I'm saying is, I don't think I need a song. Because my love for you grows so much, I want to hold your hand. When can I touch your neck, your hair, your breasts and bum? I want to tell you I love you because you're my mum. That came out wrong.
Wow.
That came out
wow.
wrong. That came out wrong.
God.
That came out wrong. That came out wrong.
Needs a little work.
Needs a little bit of work, but I can just do this. I'm sat in my car, I'm driving to work, and I want to make love to you.
Oh.
I'm steering my wheel, changing my gears, and I'm going to make love to you. Pretty woman, going to make some love to you. When I take you out for a meal, you're going to know how I feel. I'm going to wave goodbye to my sorrow as I make love to you. Oh, oh, yeah.
Did you say make some love to you at
yep.
one point?
Yep.
God.
I'm just making this up on the spot, Ethan. You haven't even played me a
guitar
lick yet.
I'm digging it. I'm getting the guitar ready.
Give me a lick.
Now, Ian, I should warn you, I am not warmed up.
Yeah. This guy is
already the excuses.
He wants to make a supergroup. I've written two songs. This guy's not even warmed up.
Yeah, but when I'm warmed up, it's a deadly situation.
Whoa,
Ian.
Whoa, whoa. Hang on a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Inspiration's coming. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Jack up. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. I'm warming up my engine for your love.
Here we go again.
Whoa, whoa.
Shut up. I'm a revving up my engine for your love. Because...
We're going to do a sound test. I need you to tell me if you can hear me, OK?
Yes, mate, I can hear you.
Artistic differences already.
Can you hear the guitar?
Yep.
Can you hear that?
Yes, mate!
All right, I'm just going to...
Just ruined one of the great songs on my new album.
I'm going to hit you with some warm-up licks, OK?
Oh, Jesus, I've done three songs.
Warm-up licks are much maligned. We all like those. Oh.
What do you think of that?
Oh, it was a lovely little shred.
Next! 03444991000. That guy, we split up because of musical differences. I was great, he was rubbish. 03444991000, this dear listener is Talk Radio.
On DAB Digital Radio, online and on mobile.
We are Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.